You are tuned to the Voice of America in Washington.
Time for jazz. Willis Carver in Washington, D.C. with the Voice of America Jazz Hour. Tonight, the Buddy Rich Big Band. Buddy Rich at the drums. And a good morning to you. This is the Voice of America Breakfast Show. My name is Albert Johnson, and I'm your host on this Saturday morning. Every day, we're here with this informal program of popular musical entertainment, feature reports and people, places and events, and a bit of casual conversation. The engineer today is a gentleman who is not going up, up and away. He is Richard Johnson. United States, as on the Breakfast Show, that sound remains popular. The song, Up, Up, and Away. The orchestra of which played it this morning called The Sounds of Our Times. A little later in this portion of the broadcast, we're going to tell you about a rather interesting hypothesis which has been developed by a scientist at the Max Planck Institute in West Germany. But before we get around to that, more music, including, first of all, the voice of Vic DeMoon.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes.
Vic Damone, he's been around for quite a while now. Oh, let's see, how long? 18 years or so? Just about that. And in spite of the fact that he's been around 18 years, his popularity has been something like that of a roller coaster. You know, one of those things in which the vehicle goes up and down. He seems to be something on the upsurge in popularity in the United States. The song, The More I See You, is not a particularly new song, just a very new arrangement of it. If you happen to be one of those persons who is beginning to learn the English language and would like to listen to English as it is spoken by a very special group of people here at the Voice of America, listen to this announcement.
Scientists say the Earth is about 4,000 million years old. Yet, this old Earth is more alive today than it was when it was born. If you like stories of science and want to know how the Earth changed, how life came to it, and how this life developed, listen to the special English program, The Living Earth, broadcast each Monday and Friday over many of these frequencies.
If you do not know the time for the programs in special English in your area, please write to us for a copy of the VOA program schedule. It lists the Greenwich Mean Time for all of our broadcasts. Our address is The Breakfast Show, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., USA. That's The Breakfast Show, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., USA.
And if we may, we would like to add another reminder to that note. The Voice of America also broadcasts news every day of the week in special English. The special English uses a limited vocabulary. The sentences in the news are constructed very simply, and it's very easy to understand. So, if you're learning English, we would like to recommend highly that you listen to Special English daily from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C.